direct from Studio D Chevalier in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight, sonofcheese.com. With us again, Colin Burton, fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
And just like last week, my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
My dad, Jess Knight, over in the corner.
Hello.
Emerald Hyofont, approximate.com, Noria Kakakuin. It's Justin Carmichael.
How's that going?
And, of course, live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know him, you love him from comment box fame on sonofcheese.com. The Bison and Kelly.
Konnichiwa, Mini-san.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
I don't know what you just said, but I know it's good. So you speak Japanese, don't you, Andy?
Choto.
And Justin, you speak some Japanese.
Hey, hey.
For about a minute, why don't you guys speak Japanese to each other?
Come on, get talking.
Konnichiwa, Andy-san. Oh, genki desu ka?
Hai, genki desu.
So ka.
Sounds like they're having an orgasm.
Hey.
This is the international portion of the show.
I have to
admit that I'm done. I just exhausted my vocabulary.
Nice. So last week we were talking about the best vacations we've ever been on. So this week, as a dichotomy, just to turn the tables a little bit, we're going to talk about the worst vacations we've ever been on. And I can imagine that anybody that's ever gone on a vacation can at least cull one or two memories together that says, this sucked really bad. And since Colin is the king of just unfortunate events happening to him,
aww,
we're going to start with Colin. What can you remember that won't just send you into a tearful panic?
Well, there was that time I was I went on vacation in the Air Force, 4 years. It kind of sucked.
That's not really a vacation.
Well, they said it would be. No. Probably the same trip that I was talking about last time. That was pretty bad. I think that's what turned me off of vacations, traveling.
Traveling in a van with no air conditioning all the way to South Carolina.
Yeah, and I at the time I had a really bad nail-biting problem, and we had all these cans of soda that I couldn't open. I was, struggling to open these things, so that's when
It's like being in hell.
It really was. It was a hot-ass van. I didn't mention the dogs, did I? We had two dogs with us in addition
to... She won't be no trouble because
three kids.
We can't leave her at home because she's in heat.
Yeah, and that makes the van smell real good. But, and then the soda I couldn't open, so... So that's when I stopped biting my nails. So I guess one good thing came out of it.
That seriously is the saddest little story I've ever heard. A small afro-headed Colin who has bitten off his nails all the way down to the quick, who is so thirsty but yet can't get the can of soda open. And
please, mother, may I have some soda?
Did you just try to shotgun it? Could you just bite through the can?
No, I didn't chew on the can. I just eventually, broke out spare change and just... tried to pop it open that way.
That's funny. What were you saying there, Andy?
I was going to say, there's dog full fingernail-less vacation. That's so cliche. Come on.
Horrible. Underrated. Underrated. Now, Andy, do you have any really bad memories from vacation time?
You know what? There's always bad, they're all good vacation, but there's always bad things that happen to them. And going off of your Millennium Force story from last week, last week.
Are you going to integrate the walk of shame?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh. Now,
if you recall from my story about the Top Fuel dragster, where I only got one click into the car.
Click.
Bear in mind, that was in the morning. When we went to the Millennium Force, it was in the afternoon after lunch. Now, I had one sandwich for lunch. I'm a big guy, and I can eat a lot, but I had one sandwich. We're waiting in line for a half hour for that Millennium Force. We get up to the car. Guess what? That sandwich put me over the one. Oh. They could. this sucks so bad. They could. They could not get me in the stinking car. And they're like, suck it. I'm like, I am sucking it. I was like,
can't you feel the breeze?
It was horrible. I was like, the other guy used his knee. He goes, I am using my knee. I'm like, oh, damn. And at this point, I think Derek was so embarrassed by his fat friend, he wasn't even...
No, actually, the deal was, I was so stuck in contemplation of, should I be on this ride? Because I was thinking this, because it was zipping past us, and I was thinking, this is pretty fast and pretty high. I might want to get off. And then I see you leaving, and I'm like, I want to go with him. But I was already strapped in, and I couldn't get out. And just to make you feel slightly better, I barely made it in the car.
He was 2 clicks
oh,
in.
Oh, come on. but it was. It was just like, I was like, oh, I guess I can't go on. So, like, I'm, like, walking away. I'm, like, 20 feet away from the car. And I look back, and Derek, like, does this double take. And he's like, I see this look on his face, like, where are you going?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I want to go where he's going. Instead, and your wife's behind me, I think. And I'm in a car all by myself, and then here we go. Off to our doom. So you actually were lucky. You didn't get to
the fat was, walk of shame.
It was. I had my head down. I snagged a soft pretzel from some kid. Like, give me that. I'm going whole hog now. I can't ride the fucking roller coaster.
That's right. That was a sad day. I mean, it was a great day overall, but it was sad that because you were really geeked to go on the Millennium Force.
I was.
But when we go back, you're going on.
Oh, yeah.
Sandwich or no sandwich, you're getting at least 3 or 4 clicks.
Exactly. I hope so.
Yep.
I'm going to suck in this time really, really hard. Plus, I'm bringing a shoehorn.
There you go. A big Andy-sized shoehorn. Now, Heather.
Yes.
You've had a few bad things happen to you that I know of. I mean, probably a lot more that I don't. But I know that, like, on your honeymoon, you got your camcorder stolen in the airport that had all the wedding video footage on it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
bringing
we
back
did.
Painful memories. That's what we do here on the Soda Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Yeah, thanks a lot. No, actually, it was just... The whole trip to Vegas was good, and then we just ended up having to spend all day in the airport, and, you know, brilliant us, we're like, we shove the camcorder under this chair we're sitting in, and like 2 hours later, it's like, hey, where'd it go?
Where'd the camcorder go?
It was gone.
Hmm.
But, I mean, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, but, well, what vacations have you had that you can remember that just flat out sucked?
The one that comes to mind is when my in-laws, my ex-in-laws, and my ex-husband and I went, the plan was to go to Vegas, go to L.A., go to Tijuana, and then back to Vegas and back home.
Tijuana.
And
I got a stiletto.
We were only maybe 2 hours on the road up in the mountains because we were going to go through Grand Junction and Utah and everything to get to Vegas. And the van we were in blew a head gasket. But they didn't know what was wrong yet. They just knew that, it's overheating. And it was August, the end of August. And it was like 100 and some degrees outside. And they're like, we have to run the heater to pull heat off the engine.
Oh, my God.
So we're all dying. And it was just hot. And we spent the entire vacation everywhere we went looking for a part for this van that we were in. And when we got to L.A., they sent us to, like, you know, the scariest part, like, Raider territory of L.A., just, I mean, you know, gangsters. And we went into this, I just remember going into this auto parts store that was run by gangsters. They looked like gangsters, and it was scary. It was so scary, and nothing about that vacation was good.
So what about Tijuana?
Oh, Tijuana, how much for the blonde chick? How much for Blondie? Hey, Bon Jovi, you want to buy a blanket? You know, he's like,
give
oh
you
my
that
God.
Distributor cap you'll need for the blonde girl. The women, how much for the
women? How much for the women?
You buy my mother, she's now, a virgin.
Oh, well,
now, didn't your yes. ex-mother-in-law try to smuggle contraband back
yes,
between
gonna,
her two saggy yeah. boobs?
Yes,
and,
I was just going to yes. tell that story. We got into a... Pat didn't, my ex-mother-in-law, she did not want to go...
Let's not name names.
Okay, sorry. My ex-mother-in-law, she wanted to go somewhere off the beaten path.
Yeah,
somewhere
don't
where...
say Pat, you're alive.
No, I don't want to say that name. Yeah, she didn't want to go somewhere that, you know, just had the typical blankets and, you know, stuff that you'd find.
And marijuana.
In Tijuana. So she got in, she piled us all into a taxi, and we went out into the middle of nowhere where this little tiny shop was, and it was like after hours, but the taxi driver knew these people, so they opened up the shop for us, and this whole showcase of knives, switchblades and daggers and things like that. And of course, my ex-husband and my ex-father-in-law are like, ooh, pretty, and they bought some, and we're like, you can't buy these, you can't get them across the border, you're going to get us in trouble. So my ex-husband stuck it in a secret pocket in his coat, and they didn't check it, so that's how he got across. But my ex-father-in-law had nowhere to put the knife. He bought a switchblade.
He didn't like pull the prison trick and stick it up his butt?
No, no. I don't think he thought of that.
Fade out.
So my ex-father-in-law gives the knife to his wife and says, do something with it. Hide it. Get it across the border. So she stuck it in her bra. And of course, you know, the guys at the border didn't check her there. And she got across, and right as she walked across the border, it opened up. And she's like, you know, and... So, yeah, that was... It was. She didn't get stabbed or anything, but
to be
still
fair,
opened
though,
up in her.
To be fair, I wouldn't want to check her there either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's probably why Pat or Vern knew it was safe.
There you go. Name and names again.
I know. I'm tired of saying all those extra words.
I'll just reverse them. It's okay. I got power over this.
That's right.
Dad. Now, I know that we probably, myself and the goofball that just quit talking, probably made your life hell on some of those long road trips, but what was the worst vacation that you can think of?
There wasn't any bad vacations. Going to Arkansas wasn't great, but the worst one is when, remember, you know, your grandma's a cripple, and when we had the audience with the Pope, and we all went to Rome and Vatican City, and she goes to the Pope, and the Pope sprinkles water on her left leg, and she throws away one crutch, and then this Pope sprinkles water on her other leg, and she throws away the other crutch. Remember that?
Oh, we don't do that. Come on.
And then your grandma fell on her ass because she was a cripple.
We don't do that. That's funny.
I had... You remember that vacation? I had... One time, I used to get 4 weeks off for vacation, and we'd usually go over to Grand Junction and spend 2 weeks with my mom and dad and 2 weeks with your mother's mom and dad, since we can't name names. And one time I got a cold when we first got over there, and I was so sick the whole vacation. I was sick until the day we came home. But when we went to Bermuda, we had to fly through Philadelphia. Well, they lost our luggage. And we called, and finally the guy says, "Hey, you're not the only person lost your luggage. Just deal with it." And we finally got our luggage. We were supposed to leave at 5 in the morning. We got our luggage at 11:30 that night. Mm. And, I mean, it just, what a dumbass piece of crap dirt town that place is.
Yeah.
I mean, just crap.
On the big vacation that Heather and I went all around, you know, that I elaborated on a little bit in the last episode, our first stop when our first stop was technically Baltimore, but our first stay the night stop was Philadelphia. And that is gotta be the dirtiest, most godforsaken, ugly, unfriendly town I have ever stopped in. We were driving up from the south, obviously. We were driving from Baltimore to Philadelphia, and you start passing row houses and areas where you're like, I saw that on Cops. And so we were staying in Penn's Landing, which is a revitalized area of downtown. It's got shops and it's got hotels and stuff. It's right on the waterfront. But unlike, like, say, in Cleveland, where the entire downtown has kind of been revitalized and there's, you know, all you can walk around, in Philadelphia, if you walk outside the boundary of your little hotel area, all the bums are just lined up waiting to either mug you or hit you up for monies. And the hotel staff looks at you like, well, who the hell are you? And they're not helpful. They're not friendly. They don't give a shit whether you live or die. Nobody wants to do a damn thing for you. The only friendly person we encountered in Philadelphia was our waiter at the Hard Rock Cafe. He was great. Everybody else, eat shit and die. That's the way I feel about Philadelphia.
That's exactly how it was. Wow.
And I was never so happy to leave a destination in all my life. Even the water tasted bad. It was just bad.
Speaking of Cops, let me tell this story real quick. Remember when we took you to school? And we dropped you off at that apartment building and helped you move in. It was on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, and what Dad means by school is he means tech school after
tech
I was
school.
Out of high school.
Yeah,
I was 18.
Yeah. This is his college.
He wasn't dropping me off at an apartment in elementary school.
And we drive home. This is up in Denver. We drive home. My favorite show on TV, one of them is Cops. So I turn it's Cops in Denver. Derek's apartment building.
That's right.
Was first thing on there, and it was a murder. And his mother goes, "We're going to get him right now. We're going to get him right now."
I lived in a rather unsavory part of Denver called
Denver. I think it's called
Denver.
I cannot remember the suburb name, but it is notoriously gang infested and a lot of crime. And yeah, while I was there, it was not pleasant, but you know you. You wear the right gang colors and you get by.
We went to visit him one day and opened the refrigerator. There was half a rabbit and some ramen.
And the rabbit wasn't even mine.
No.
But I ate it.
We had to go get him groceries. That was my worst vacation.
Yes. Yeah, that wasn't a whole lot of fun. But Justin, you sound like you've had a lot of good vacations, but I'm sure you've had some bad experiences.
Yeah, he mentioned the girlfriends of old.
Oh, yes. That has nothing to do with the time that I almost died on my honeymoon.
Really?
Yes. I'm allergic to poultry.
Really?
Oh, dear.
Deathly allergic to poultry. I can go into anaphylactic shock. I swell up like if I was bitten by a bumblebee.
Wow.
So for years, I've had to
A nightmare for you would be like a flock of chickens slowly advancing.
Or just a hot dog.
Yeah.
You have to really watch the labels. Well, while living in Tallahassee, one of my friends told me about Benadryl. He said, it just sounds like a histamine problem. Have you ever taken just Benadryl? So I take the children's Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
He says, take half a cap full, eat a piece of chicken, take another cap full, and okay, so this
have
is not even
standing by.
And it works. It works. So I start doing that every time I'm eating chicken while I'm living in Tallahassee. I get back to Colorado. I carry Benadryl with me, but only as kind of like a I forgot. It's not working for me today, or it's too humid, or something. Okay, I told you that story to tell you this one. We go to Florida. We're on our honeymoon. I want a turkey leg. I'm just jonesing for a turkey leg. Well, it's 93 degrees. We're walking all over the place. I'm sweating. I'm not drinking like I should. So everything's against me, and I don't have my Benadryl.
Ugh.
I start to feel it. And I start to swell up. My face starts to swell up. My hands start to swell up. We finally get to the hotel because I'm trying not to make a bad trip out of this. I don't want to worry Jennifer. And she just looks at me and says, Justin, you've just been so silent. And I turn around and she's like, oh my God. We get upstairs. She makes me a hot bath. She runs downstairs, gets a thing of Benadryl. Unfortunately, they don't have the liquid. So I have to like chew the dry and put it in the gums like I'm a cocaine addict or something. Get it in the system. And, oh, gosh, for the next 2-3 hours, I'm stuck in the bathroom just hawking stuff out of my body. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Bet you don't jones for a turkey leg that often anymore.
No. But I can't. But, it was the one time everything was against me. I can eat chicken and turkey now with the Benadryl and stuff. But, oh, boy, that one was bad.
Yeah.
But as place-wise, Chicago. Fuck Chicago.
Really?
Fuck Chicago up.
Oh, I love Chicago. Your wife likes Chicago.
She loves Chicago. If we didn't live in Colorado Springs, I asked her, well, where would you want to move? Chicago. No, fuck Chicago.
So that's probably one of the few places where you really abjectly disagree.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so what was so bad about Chicago?
The smell. There was a smell that was just like... place was a trash dump.
You know what? I think that's just because the Cubs really stink.
they must have really stunk. And just the people. I guess I had a bad feeling going into it because, where were all the gangster movies? Oh, in Chicago. Where was all this problem? Oh, Chicago. Oh, where's the dunghill of America? Oh, Chicago. oh, my God. It was horrible. Oh, my God. So I went in not liking the place. Then we get on the trains, not liking the trains, having bums approach us. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Chicago. Really happy to see you. Give me some money.
Sounds like
fuck you.
Sounds a lot like Philadelphia.
Yeah. So, it was a horrible experience. I could not wait to get out of there. You're crossing the street. I have the green light. And I thought this for a while. I thought that pedestrians did not have the right of way in Chicago. Because I'm crossing the street and this car literally hits its brakes as it's turning and comes with literally about 6 inches from hitting me.
Hmm.
And I look at him. And people are just also almost getting hit. And I'm thinking, is this how it is in Chicago? And people don't know. No, they're just assholes. they're just prick bastard assholes. Fuck Chicago up its ass.
I think
that's the most cussing I've heard out of them.
Yeah, I've never actually been to Chicago. The closest I got to Chicago. I get that. The closest I've ever gotten to Chicago was driving around Chicago on the way to Michigan. But the worst.
How many times did you almost get hit?
Well, we were stuck
turn
in traffic.
Signals? Oh my God, we don't.
You
know,
really, when
we
were stuck in traffic, so it was a standstill, so not that much, but it was still not pleasant. But the worst vacation I ever had was Florida. It was a situation where we were supposed to go down. My mother-in-law lives in Florida, and
That makes it worse. Like, don't mention her name.
But I had been in contact with some of the people who organized the AAU National Baseball Championships. It's a youth baseball thing, and they do the national championships in Orlando at the Wide World of Sports, and I was going to do some public address announcing. And so, so I'm there for a week, you know, and I figure I'll be working the whole time. And so my wife is going to spend some time with her mother-in-law. My mother-in-law. And I get down there, and I get off the plane, and I call the guy, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, who are you? No, I don't think we have anything for you to do. You know, it's all this time, emails back and forth, and calling the guy, we'll have a place for you to stay, you know. And I didn't take him up on the offer to stay with him. I got a hotel, thinking slightly ahead. But, you know, all of a sudden, it goes from, yeah, we'll get you a couple games a day, to who the hell are you? So I'm stuck in Orlando, Florida for a week with no plans, expecting to have been making like $1,200 in the week. Now I've got no prospects of making any money and no plans. So one of the first things we do is we go out to see my mother-in-law, and she works on the Space Coast, and we hit a beach, and we're out in the water for a long, long time. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm really white. A milk bottle is slightly darker than I am. So I get horrifyingly bad sunburns. And this day I got sunburned so bad I blistered.
Third degree? Or second? Well, that's second.
Yeah. Second degree. Third degree would have been charred skin and bone showing.
That's falling from bone.
Yeah, it felt like that from the waist up. And so for the rest of the vacation, I'm pretty much in bed. I had to get some burn solution that had like lidocaine in it. And my wife had to rub that on my back and my shoulders every couple hours to keep me from just screaming in pain. And I tried desperately to, you know, make it fun for her, because all of a sudden this is a really pretty shitty vacation stuck in. And we stayed at the Travel Lodge on Erlo Bronson Parkway. Now, there's more than one Travel Lodge on Erlo Bronson Parkway. In fact, there's more than one Travel Lodge within two blocks of each other on the Erlo Bronson Parkway in Kissimmee. But we happened to stay at the one that, you know, sucks. Where none of the staff speak English, nor do the housekeeping people clean anything.
That's Florida.
Yeah, it was dirty, it was crappy, and they wanted like $70 a night. Because we're in a resort area, very close to Disney, Kissimmee. Yeah, you fuck Kissimmee. Fuck Chicago, fuck Kissimmee. But so that sucked, and I tried very hard to, you know, do things for Heather. And, you know, I was like, well, let's go to Epcot. And I've got the least irritating shirt I own on, and I'm just in abject pain, and I can barely walk the whole time. So Epcot kind of sucked for me. And by the time we're on the way back, on the flight back, I'm starting to shed. If I stand in, because I'm peeling so bad, if I stand in one spot for too long, I leave a little ring of skin. It's falling out through my shirt, down through my shorts, and just skin. Literally, wherever I walk, you can see the trail, and if I stop, it starts to pile up. And so we're
noticed by the trail of skin.
That's right. And at this point in time, Vanguard Airlines, before I utilized my considerable psychic abilities to put them out of business, they were still in operation, and we were flying Vanguard. Well, Vanguard changed our schedule on us, but they called us. They said, well, we called you. Well, we were in Florida. We left a message on your home phone. Oh, thanks. So instead of flying into Kansas City and immediately boarding the plane to Colorado Springs, we had 6 or 7 hours before we could board that plane. Oh,
in Kansas City.
Yeah, in Kansas City, which if you've ever been to the airport in Kansas City, it's the most depressing place I've ever been. So I'm already pissed. I'm already in a lot of pain, and I'm leaving skin everywhere I go. And we're suddenly stuck in this airport for 7 hours. And so we found, luckily, the one thing that this airport did have was a bar. And so we
drank.
Got ourselves just as stinking drunk as we could. But the layover was so long, the buzz was wearing off by the time we boarded the plane. And it was like 10 o'clock at night, and those assholes wouldn't turn off the lights. People wanted to sleep, and the lights stayed on the whole flight until the approach to Colorado Springs, they turned them off. So I was, yeah. So the reason Vanguard no longer flies is because they angered me.
And the lesson is, never anger Darren.
It's like my grandmother's prayer list. Only I don't send buses out to mash people down. I just put your ass out of business. But that was probably the single worst trip, because every single thing that was supposed to happen went wrong. I have never had a vacation worse than that, that I just left feeling, wow, I need a vacation to recuperate from that. That was bad.
Yeah, all this talk of these wonderful vacations making me want to travel.
Well, no, I've had a lot of great travel experiences.
Oh, yeah, even to Arkansas when we would go with the family. I mean, we were stuck in a, you know, in a...
In Arkansas.
Car. You know, I've got family who lives in Arkansas.
Yeah, we did too.
You know, Little Rock and Decatur and stuff. And so it's kind of hot driving through Kansas, and yeah, it gets annoying, but, you know, but those were some good vacations, you know?
Yeah.
You have the goods, you have the bads.
You take them
both.
You have
Chicago and Kissimmee.
Andy, can you think of any more real big-time special things that's happened to you? These are the bad ones?
Oh, boy. Well, one time when we went down to Florida, we decided to take the bus rather than the plane, which was a bad idea because...
Wow, yeah, wait, let's start over. Let's tell that slow. You took a bus?
Took a bus
to
from
Florida?
From Pennsylvania to Florida.
Oh, my God. How the hell long did that take?
Oh, it was a good 20
Three and
hours.
A half days.
Did you, like, lose a bet or something?
my wife-to-be decided to, hey, I'm going to take you to Florida for your birthday. Okay, great. Well, I'd never been to Florida, and so I was kind of looking forward to it. They're like, oh, well, we're going to have to take the bus. And I was like, well, I've taken the bus before, long, no problem. Oh, and my mom's coming along.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I was like, this is April Fool's joke, isn't it? No. So I'm like, okay, Andy, you know, you really like this girl. Suck it up. Well, I can only suck up so much. and really, it culminated in Jacksonville when this black dude got on the bus, and he wanted to sit up front. Now, I should have prefaced this story by saying that a week before, Andrea had sprained her ankle really, really bad, and she was pretty much incapacitated. As far as walking was concerned, incapacitated, yeah. she was on life support going down the floor. and so she needed to sit with her leg elevated. Well, this guy gets on the bus and had this attitude that you know, that everybody should cater to him, too. So he was sitting next to Andrea and wanted to use her seat to put his leg up. And he was just being a complete dick. And he starts yelling and swearing at my girlfriend at the time. And I'm not one to really put up with that kind of shit. You know, I can take it if somebody yells at me or whatnot. But here's this guy that's yelling at the girl that I really, really like.
And you also happen to have a black belt in karate or something?
Well, no, but I definitely could have ended his life if I wanted to.
well, let's not mince words here. Exactly. I could kill you with my bare hands.
And in there lie the dilemma. You know, I'm on vacation. Do I want to spend the next 20 years in a prison in Jacksonville because I'm going to throw this guy underneath the bus, or do I sit there and let him mouth off to my girlfriend? So that was very uncomfortable. And luckily, he shut up after a while. But yeah, that wasn't fun because I really wanted to do him grave bodily harm. Yeah, that wasn't fun. And then to boot, again, Andrea couldn't walk correctly. And then my mother-in-law was there who had, you know, they started to write a book of diseases that only she has. And so, you know.
So it's going on vacation with a cripple and a hypochondriac.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So there I am, and I'm, of course, now I got to carry everybody's luggage because nobody can. So that wasn't fun. And there was, you know, we got left in North Carolina for about 6 hours. You know, and that wasn't too much fun. There was a lot of bad things about that, but luckily I got through it, and I'm a better person for it.
Again, it builds character.
It does. So. Oh, I don't know how much character I can stand, though.
you can only stand so much.
Exactly.
But that's probably going to have to be where we leave this show. We're out of time for this episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SonofCheese.com. With us this week, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Goodbye, everyone.
My sister Heather Knight, Mad at Spam.
Adios.
My dad, Jess Knight.
I like Chicago.
Hey, it's Justin Carmichael of Emerald. I will find that.
So long, everyone.
And live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Bison, Andy Kelly.
Kitsurishimashinamon.
Hey, as always, thanks everybody for listening to us, and we'll see you back again next Wednesday.